Dr. Christensen, as a healthcare worker on the Navajo Nation in the middle of the COVID-19 crisis, what are your biggest challenges?
Well, as you know, everybody's facing a pandemic of COVID-19, including us. We've been hit fairly hard and mostly in the western part of the Navajo Reservation. So our biggest challenges are, for us, number one, staffing, to have enough staff to take care of the patients that we're going to be expecting over the next 1 to 3 weeks. Secondly, like everyone else, is our resources, our PPEs, equipment, extra ventilators, and all the supplies that go with doubling or tripling the amount of that type of care that we usually provide.
And what kind of capacity do you have for hospitals and clinics on tribal lands?
Yes. So answering for the federal IHS, we have about 220 beds, 13 established ICU beds across all of our service units, which is 5. Then we also have 7 healthcare clinics in our system as well. And a lot of our planning has been, what do we do when that capacity is reached? So we have a surge plan that we've developed that goes out 4 tiers. Our next tier would be to begin using our 2 smaller service units as one would increase inpatient, the other doesn't have inpatient, but we would establish inpatient care there. And then our third tier is to turn into our larger healthcare clinics into outpatient facilities. So we have this has been planned, this has been discussed throughout the area, that these would be our designated places for care. Our fourth tier is working with our other partners, such as the county and state departments of health, to regionalize some of our services with local hospitals and other facilities in the area to share our resources to be as effective as we can. We typically send our critical care patients to higher levels of care at university hospitals, but we do realize they have finite capacity as well.
And how have you been working with the tribal government to help get the word out to possibly reduce the spread of COVID-19?
Yes, we absolutely are. We've been working with the Navajo Nation government very, very closely. We're very lucky that President Nez has been very, very active and very, very valuable in getting messaging out, getting casinos closed, the schools closed, decreasing the gatherings, hopefully to zero. We've worked very closely together. We've messaged very much the same message each time. We've done multiple radio forums because we can't gather people to educate them. We've used the radio, which is very popular in the Navajo area, to get word out. So we have messaged very consistently, stay home, social distancing, please don't leave your homes if you don't have to, send one person to do your shopping. And we have done posters, newspaper ads, and we've translated these into Navajo and also presented them in English. And the same with the radio shows. Everything is spoken in native Navajo language so that we can reach as many people as we can. So that has been a very valuable partnership.
Now, we know one of the most effective ways to reduce the spread of the coronavirus is to wash our hands frequently. But water is often a scarce resource on the Navajo Nation. Many families travel for miles to share the same well. How do you sort of transcend that limitation of water supplies versus the absolute need for water in this crisis?
Well, that's a great question. And through our radio forums, we have addressed those that don't have the amenities that one would expect, like electricity and running water. And we've actually placed this in one of our educational ads that we're placing in all the newspapers in the area, is that you take your gallon of water at a tablespoon of Clorox, and you can use that same water to wash your hands for a family that has no running water. And even though it isn't perhaps optimal, it is effective. And it is just the act of constantly washing your hands, wiping your surfaces, and social distancing that we have been telling our people. And it does work, and it is our most powerful tool that we have right now, because quite frankly, there's nothing else that's going to stop this virus from spreading except us. And so those have been our consistent messaging to everybody.
Dr. Christensen, do you know why this virus spread so rapidly on the nation, which is fairly large and has a relatively small population?
Well, you know, I believe it follows basic epidemiological principles. People gather. It's our nature to socially gather. And it could be a concert, basketball, games, church, et cetera. And we're no different here on the Navajo Reservation. And all it takes is one or two people who have been exposed through some other part of their life to bring it to a gathering, and people are all very vulnerable at that point. So that those principles would probably hold very much for our population. I will say, though, when you have medical diseases and complexities like diabetes, heart disease, lung disease, you are definitely more vulnerable. And we do have, through our social determinants of health and inequities, we do have a vulnerable population in many areas of the reservation.
And finally, of course, there's a lot of bad news everywhere about the COVID-19 pandemic. Do you see any cause for optimism in your situation?
I'd like to be very hopeful and positive that if we do the right things, that we can survive this pandemic and this surge that we're expecting. People should know they can contribute to their own safety. And if they would stay home and just, you know, socially distance, we can survive this and we can move forward. So that is my most important message, is we can still get through this together.
Dr. Christensen, thanks for taking some time in probably a very busy day to share this information with us.
Well, thank you for your time, and it's my pleasure.
Dr. Loretta Christensen is the Chief Medical Officer for Navajo Indian Health Services. And I'm Mark Dugan, reporting for KSUT.